write every Ibrior a Sefer. He had an extra month that he didn't have to think. So Chaim used to write a Sefer every Ibrior for 30 days. That's what it took to put together the Sefer. Very simple. Simple for those people. Not simple for everybody else. Okay, we are on Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, the Mishnah. Hakol Kshem Bohavius HaGet. Everybody is kosher to deliver a get. Chutz Mikhar Yishai to the Kutten. They cannot be Shliach. And again, for delivery of the get, you need Shlichus. The agent has to be the husband's agent. And a Chayr Yishai to the Kutten aren't capable of agency. Suma, a person that's blind, and the Gemara is going to want to know why a person that's blind can't deliver it. We will talk about it. I have a Kachav Magai. Kibul HaKutten Behigdol. What happens if the Kutten got it, but on the way he became Bar Mitzvah? Cheresh v'nispakeach. A Cheresh got it. On the way, he became healthy. Suma v'nispatach. He was blind, Rachman al-Litzlan, and then he became seeing. Shaita v'nishkafa. He was mentally deranged, and then he became healthy. Avigachavim v'nisgayer. A guy who was Megayer on the way. Puzzle. Because the Shlichas didn't work till that moment, and at that moment, he didn't give it to him. The Shlichas has to be from the moment he gets it till the last moment he delivers it. What?
Is this only cleanser of a leather?
No, not necessarily. Even a cleanser of maybe you need shlichus to give the get. It has edus sima, and now you're delivering the get. This is not edus. This is the one delivering the get has to be the agent of the husband.
But according to one that says it's the signatures.
That's your mayor.
Right. So,
you still need delivery of the get, but not samayada. Husband has to give it to her. If the husband doesn't give it to her, we learn now from a pasuk that his agent can do it. Avol, pekeach v'nischarish v'chasev v'nispekeach. The guy was healthy, became mentally deranged after he was appointed as a shliach, then became healthy again. Or, pesuach v'nistamba v'chasev v'nispatach. He was seeing, Rachman al-Islam lost his eyesight, regained it. Shavu v'nishtata, I'm sorry, pekeach v'nischarish means he became deaf-mute. He was a healthy person who became mentally deranged and then became healthy again, kosher. Because he received that he was a shliach, and that shlichus continues. Meaning, at the point in the middle, he wasn't a capable shliach, but the appointment lasts through that episode on the other side as well. Zaklau, kosher tchilasa v'sayfa l'das, kosher. Rashi, chutz mecheri shayta v'kat, l'begemar mefarish l'kulu, the Gemara will explain this. Kibul HaKutten Yarabal Lohelichai, Behigdim Kaidim Shemashulah. So the appointment was made to a Kutten, it was a non-agency, and therefore it doesn't kick in. Zakti Gemara. Bishlai Mechare Shaita V'Kutten Dola B'nei
Dayaninu. So this person was appointed, and then, okay, he's going. He's looking, I can't go all the way. So you know what? He made his own Shaliach.
He appointed another Shaliach, right.
The
shliach. Yeah, the shliach appoints another shliach.
Okay, and then at the end, that shliach gave it to that third guy again, and he gave it over. Does it matter was the break in the middle?
The only matter, no, there's no break. Because he was a shliach until he gave it over.
No, but in the middle, he gave to someone else who the Baal never appointed.
Again, the Baal doesn't have to appoint the second shliach. The shliach has a right to appoint the second shliach.
Yes.
Again, in this case, yes.
I mean, isn't there a clause, Ein Ritzoni
Shiehei
Giti V'Yad Acher?
No, there's no such clause. Now, today, we avoid the problem, because when the husband appoints a shliach, today he says a shliach, another shliach, up to 100 shluchim. That's the nusach they say. But halachically, this becomes a major issue. Who can appoint another shliach? It's going to be a sugya in the sixth perek.
So you're saying, is that this?
In the giving of a get, as long as there's an action involved of transferring an item, a shliach can make a shliach. It's not a question of more mako. That's the halachas of shlichus. This is the biblical law of shlichus. Well, it's all coming up. It's not like going to be a thing. You don't have to trust me. Zati Gemara. Mishlam Echarishai Tevikat Nula B'nei Dayaninu. I can understand why Echarishai Tevikatin can't be a shliach, because they're not Bali Das or Trashi, Vigabi Shlichas Ishbi Ino V'loi Katin. So Rashi says, who says the shliach has to be a bardas? Maybe the shliach can be a monkey. Maybe the shliach is just a can be a robot. So Rashi, because it says the word ish, but like cotton, the shlichus nafkulam v'yikulam ishsan lebeis avos. One of the sources of shlichus is the fact that by Korban Pesach, it says that every person should take a san lebeis avos. Yet every person doesn't do the shchita. The shaychet is a shliach of everybody. And therefore, we learn out shlichus, but it uses the word ish. So we learn out, echad l'keich l'kulam, one can buy for all, and one can shech for all. And the Gemara says, you see from there, there has to be an ish. Back to the Gemara. Eivik echavim nami d'la bar heterohu. Eivik echavim can't be a shliach, because to be a shliach, you have to be in the parsha of what you're an agent for. Anybody that can get married and divorced can be a shliach for marriage or divorce. Anybody that's not in the parsha of marriage or divorce cannot be a shliach, because we learn now that shlichus has to be a person that's similar to the sender. Now, a man can make a woman a shliach, even though a woman cannot divorce anybody, but she can be divorced. She is in the parsha of marriage and divorce, whereas a guy is not in the parsha of marriage and divorce. Rashi?
Monetary things you can have a boy do?
It's a pashta that's not so simple. It's a big shayla, but in this Gemara, we're not getting involved in that. You made a good inference, you made a good diak, that it's mashma that in monetary things you could make a shliach, a guy. I don't know the halacha. I know that it's pashtus, there's no shlichus la'akam. Again, I don't know the guidelines. You're asking a good question. Rashi la baratayruhum. They ain't lahem kedushin. They ain't getting doigim behem. They don't have kedushin and they don't have divorce. But midi de lenapshi lechazi, something that he's not in the parsha of lematzi lemevich lechusav achrini, he can't be a shliach for others. Now Tysus points out that a guy could have been excluded because we have halacha that the shliach has to be a ben bris, which takes care of your money problem. We learn out that just like the source of shlichus says that the shliach has to be somebody in the covenant, like the person making the shliach. So Taisus says we could have said that reason and excluded a guy. But the Gemara wanted to exclude an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani is B'nai Bris. He is a Nimo. He is, to a certain point, in the covenant. Therefore, in order to exclude him, we said the case of the fact that they're not in the parsha of marriage and divorce, either is an Eved Kanani. But for a guy, we could have had a more general reason that he's not included in Shlichus at all. That answers your question.
Maybe. Why doesn't the Mishnah list like Tzumtzum and Androgyny?
A Tzumtzum can get married and can get divorced.
Yeah.
Again, it's a Suffolk marriage. We don't know if he's male or female. We don't know if it is male or female. But let's say a tumtum shebeav mibachutz. The Gemara Yevamos talks about a tumtum that we know is male. So he's a male. He can't consummate a marriage, but he can do kedushin. And an androgynous is a malchoykes and halacha. Is he a male? Is he a female? And then he would be in the parsha. And then there's a third sheet that it says he's a beriyim if they atzma. But the Gemara, again, it seems to be a machloikas, but there are many opinions that hold an androgynous can get married like a male. That is based on the fact that even if he's a female, there's no biblical avera of female-female. Whether if he's a male, if he's a male, marries a male, that's mishkav zachar. So I think, again, I'm not passing halacha. There's a whole perek in Bikurim that talks about the halachas of androgynous. We had it in Yevamos at one point. Yes?
How many? We had that Shiva thing, How many places are that?
So very good question. You're asking a great question. No, but you like to hear it. You like to hear it again. Everybody likes to hear it.
Any other
question? Yeah. His question is, there are many sources for shlichus. Shilach, Shokha, Yiklub, Ishtar, Lebeis, Avais, Atam, Gamatam, all kinds of different sources for shlichus. The Gemara in Kedushin, the first blot of the second Perek, which I believe is Daf Mem Aleph, discusses in length why we need all sources for shlichus. But you're asking a very good question. It's the Gemara's question in Kedushin. Why do we have to have all these sources for shlichus? Right. And the Gemara comes out that each one teaches us a different factor. But you're right. Baruch Hashem, after Gittin, we'll do Kedushin. You can buy your Kedushin Gemara already. After Gittin, we'll do Kedushin, and then we'll be able to see it in Daf Mem Aleph, I believe.
Is that before we finish
Peleoi? I hope so. We have less pages left in Gittin than we have in Peleoi.
And we do a whole...
Page a day, right? Even if you count every Amud, we only have 120 some Amudim left, whereas in Peleoi we have over 200 and some pages. I mean, I know you're preparing to see him. You had Dodo my burger and everything, but I think we have a while to go in Peleoi.
See him from Peleoi?
He told my burger to make you see him in Peleoi.
We'll do Peleoi before Shira. I don't know if we're
right.
Even though he bought a safer and he takes it home.
It's something in my right. Elas Suma on my line. Why can't a blind person be a shliach? He's a bar das, he's Jewish, he's delivering. Why can't he be a shliach? But the Gemara Amar of Sheshes, the Shane day, maybe night, maybe nice night. He has no idea if the husband gave it to him and that he's giving it to the wife. How does he know? He can't see. Maskevler of Yosef, Hech Suma Milta Beishtai. Blind person has relationship with his wife. How did he know he's his wife? What happens to a man and his wife at night when there's no artificial light? We're used to artificial light. We never have real darkness. But in those days, when it was night on a cloudy night, it was night. It was black, pitch black. Can't tell your wife. Elabitrius ain't of the color. We rely on a person recognizing voices. Achanabi Batrius ain't the color. So why can't he recognize the husband and the wife's voice? Amr El Amr Rav Yosef, Hakha Bechutzlar, it's a skin of the boy of the Mamer, Bephone Nechtem, Bephone Nechtem, Bephone Matzi Lamamer. He has to say Bephone Nechtem, Bephone Nechtem, and he can't say it. But Eno Chinami, in Eretz Yisrael, he can be a shliach of a get. Frektim Archeshes, what's wrong with the Suma and his wife? She knows who he is. Why don't we rely on her to identify her husband? Why does he have to be able to identify his wife? She's Nemo to say, yes, I am your wife. So what's the problem? So the Machleshes says, if he's blind and she's blind, that's the Gemara's kasha. How can blind people be married to each other when neither can testify that this is their spouse? The answer is, I don't have to go to Bethan to testify. Neither can know that this is their spouse. And the proof is that they can know by voice recognition. So the Mefarshim ask, how about when they first get married? They don't know each other's voices yet. How do they know that they're marrying each other? How do they know? They don't recognize voice yet. So the Mefarshim answer... By marriage, there's a lot of people there. And people who are there know, this is Reuven and this is Leah. They know that. And therefore there's no fear of confusion. It's only when the relationship moves on in life that it becomes private. At that point, you have to recognize voice, and by that time they know each other's voice. By Gittin, however, it's not a public affair. Therefore, the shliach has to know that it's the husband giving it to him and that he's giving it to the wife, right? And the Gemara says he could know it by voice.
The shliach has to know who the lady is before the divorce?
So this is a big shiloh. Does he have to know who the lady is before the divorce? But even if he doesn't have to know what it is before, he has to be able to know which lady he gave it to. He has to be able to say, I gave it to this lady. If he doesn't see her, how does he know who he gave it to? So therefore the Gemara says he can know by voice. So it should depend on whether he knows her voice. And the Gemara's answer is, it's b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam, that's a problem. Because he can't say b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam. Rishayim asked from the Gemara that says you don't even have to see it, all you have to hear is the cipher say l'shma. Right, by the Gemara we had, by Kan Kumasa.
Second time.
What?
Over.
The Gemara Dafei that says even if the Shliach only heard the cipher writing it l'shma, the noise of the pen, so why can't he testify? So the Rosh says, because he's lying, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, that's the lashon of Chazal. He has to use that lashon, and he can't use that lashon. Yes, he can say, I heard the voice l'shma, but that's not the words Chazal said to say. And he can't say b'fanei nechtam, because it's not true, because he can't see.
So, you know, it's not a problem?
Yeah, it's a show, it's not a problem. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying.
What does the funny mean? Does it just mean in front of me?
Yeah, which means that he saw. That's what the words translate as being. That's what the Rishayim say.
Uh-huh.
Rashi? No Rashi. Something you might write. Yes.
There are two witnesses that tell him that we're writing this in front of you right now. And
he can't say b'fanei nechtav. He can say, Adam told me. That's not the lashon of Chazal. The boy lemeimer b'fanei nechtav b'lo motzi lemeimer. Amar le'abaya. Elamiyata pesuach v'nisama. The motzi amar achinami the kasher. What happens if he was seeing at the time of the writing of the get and the signing of the get? Then he became blind. Can he give the get?
Yeah,
he can say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Vaktani, the Mishnah says, Pesuach v'nistam b'v'chotzev v'nispatach kosher. The Mishnah says, it's only kosher if you saw, became blind, and then sees again. The diak is, chotzev v'nispatach in loy, chotzev v'nispatach loy. Right? The diak is, that if he saw at the beginning and then became blind, rachmana l'tzlan, he can't say b'fanei nechtam, he's not kosher. If the reason is b'fanei nechtam, why not? Now again, it's a diyuk of the Mishnah. The Mishnah did not say this case. The Mishnah said blind at the beginning and seeing later doesn't work. Okay, that's because he can't say b'fanei nechtam. If he's beginning he sees, became blind, and then sees again, it's okay. The inference is that if he didn't see again, it wouldn't be okay. Why not? If the reason is b'fanei nechtam, he can say b'fanei nechtam, and he recognizes the voices, so that's not a problem. And for the Gemara, who al din avakav lechotzev nispatach? Really, it'd be kosher even if he doesn't see again. V'aydi diktani shafi v'nishtata v'chotzev nishtafa. Since it says by normal, mentally deranged, he has to become normal again. So therefore, the Mishnah had to set it up in a case that at the beginning and at the end he was normal. So therefore, our time in the Chazav Nishtafa, the Chazav Nishtafa light. If he didn't become normal again, it wouldn't work. So since that case required normalcy at the beginning and at the end, Tani Nami Pesuch Nishtama the Chazav Nishtafa. Enoch Inami. The Mishnah by blind did not have to have him seeing again. But since the other cases needed it, so therefore we said it by this case as well.
Stylistic purposes, you said something
that's
false.
It's not false.
Not true.
You're sure. You don't need it, but it's true. If he saw, became blind, and sees again, he's kosher. The inference is false. And the inference is there for because of stylistic purposes. Rashi, Halachas of Nishtaf Eloi, the Taima Mishum Deyahu, because Das, it certainly has been Das, Las Nishluchusot. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Amar Ravashi, Daikonami. The Tani, at the end it says, Zaklau, Koshet Chilose Vesayfe Bedath Kosher. The Tani Koshet Chilose Vesayfe Bekashros Kosher. Right, the Mishnah stresses the Nidath on both ends. Mashma, the Mishnah is saying, that is what's needed on both ends. If there's Das, we don't need both ends. That, to tell us that Tsuma is different. Rashi, doesn't mean only if he becomes seeing again. Suma is not because of Das, Levina Tchila B'Saif, El Tchila L'Chudei, just the beginning, Motsi L'Meim B'Parinech, Tavdi B'Sumen Davka, not Midavka Nisni, not Midavka, if you can tell me by Suma, you need him to see at the end also, this in Kosher Tchila B'Saif B'Kashrus, why'd you say Das? Tell me Suma is different. By the way, if somebody wants a guarantee that they'll never lose their eyesight, the Mishnah Brura brings down a guarantee, guaranteed, that a person will never lose their eyesight. If they put their tzitzis over their eyes, by Shema, Mishnah Brura guarantees that they'll never lose their eyesight. It's a guarantee for the Mishnah Brura. I don't see a chelik aleph here.
I mean, do you have a Mary Muckham?
I have one over here.
To guarantee that Mr. Brewer can take it to the bank. It's not his own guarantee, he brings it. I mean, he didn't make it up. Thank you. But it's there. I'll find the bleed out of here.
Here's
a copy of it. Okay. Time to give my advice here. They asked Rabami the following shayla. Eved Maushi asked the Shliach Lekabo get Ishim Yad Bailo. Can an Eved Kanani be a Shliach Lekabo? Can a woman make an Eved Kanani a Shliach to accept her get? The truth is, they could have asked, can a husband make an Eved Kanani to deliver the get? So Rashi speaks out. Rashi, the Kabbal get me at by Mashi Asa Shliach Leisha Eved, Leisha. Eved shall call Adam, meaning it can't be the owner's Eved, the owner divorcing his wife and the Eved being a Shliach, because Yad Eved is Kiyad Rabbi, right? And Eved is like his master. If the master gives it to his Eved, he's basically handing it from one hand to the other hand. So we're talking about somebody else's Eved being a messenger to the pick up a get for the woman. She asked the Eved, not her husband's Eved, somebody else's Eved, can you be my messenger and pick up my get? Mao she asked the Shliach Leisha Ba'alma. Again, Rashi's stressing, this is not a husband's Eved accepting the get for the wife. The husband's Eved is the husband. It's like saying to the husband, you accept the get for me. It doesn't work. Kabbal get me out by law. Utemi Gureshes b'kabbal law said, who are the nami loy lochem? Same question could have been asked, can the husband make a shliach an eved to deliver it. That could be his own eved. The kula chad the timei. It's all the same. Can an eved be involved in gerush? Ella, kachoy sa shayla bebeis hamedrash. The shayla, the beis medrash, was, is an eved kasher for shlichus. They asked it from a woman. They could have asked the same thing by a man. Yes?
A man could give it to his wife.
True, but...
His eved can't.
No, he can't, because an eved is just not him. It's a shliach. Still needs shlichus.
A man can't give his wife the...
He can.
To the
eved. He's giving it to an eved.
A man can't give it directly to his wife?
100% he can. Eved not directly.
Without an eved.
Who said not?
You said you need shlichus.
If he uses an eved, you need shlichus.
But if it's an extension of him, it's there.
So you're saying that by an eved you don't need shlichus?
By a man.
It's not so simple. You're saying Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi is better than shlichus. The Gemara, Rashi is saying that it's not true. That you still need the concept of him being a messenger. I hear what you're asking. But I'm just.
So is an Eved Kanani in.
We're only talking about an Eved Kanani.
Is the Eved Kanani in a matzav of Kiddushin and Girushin?
No.
Baratera.
No. He's not Baratera, correct. He's not.
Okay. Are they excluded because of that?
That's the Shaila.
No, so that's the.
Yeah, they were.
So again, we said it by a guy. Again. Can we give the Gemara a chance? Amalek. So he told him, this is what Rav Ami said. The Mishnah didn't say Eved, it said Guy. The Chlal, the Eved Kasher. That means that Eved would be Kasher, Saktrashi. The Chlal, the Eved Kasher. If you hate the Kasher Lahavo, you're being a Medayik from the Mishnah that it's Kasher Lahavo, Leah Shliach, Leah Garish, Kach Kasher Lekabolo. So Rav Ami said, and Eved would be good. She'ein chilik tam b'neim, there's no difference between halacha and hava. Amar Avasi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, ein ha'eved nasa shliach l'kabel get ishel miyad b'ayla. Hash Eved cannot be a shliach, p'she'ein b'tayres getin v'kedushin. Because he's not b'tayres getin v'kedushin, therefore he cannot be a shliach. Right? That is the ripsak of Rabbi Yechanan. I am Mishnah. The Chayyur, the Diyak of our Mishnah was that said Guy didn't say Eved. So Taisa says that there's a Chiddush in Guy, that even though he got Megayer right away, it says he became a Ger. That means he was planning to be a Ger. And Eved can never plan to be free. It's not up to him. A Guy can be planning to become a Ger. He's a Guy who's planning to become a Ger, and he became a Ger in the middle. Still not good. The Mishnah wanted to teach me a chiddush that his becoming a ger in middle doesn't affect his shlichus. That's why the Mishnah picked the case of Guy, according to Rabbi Yechanan. So again, I'm just trying to answer what Taisus says. Taisus has a problem. Rabbi Yechanan ignores Rav Ami's diak from the Mishnah. The Mishnah did say Guy, it didn't say Eved. So Taisus answers because the Mishnah was trying to teach me a chiddush. Here is the Guy who became a ger midway. And it's not good. Even though probably he was planning to become a ger before he left. Still, it's not good. That's why the Mishnah picked Guy. A Guy is a Guy, even though he's planning to become a ger. So the Mishnah is telling me a chiddush by Guy that it couldn't tell me by Eved. That's how Taisus explains why Rabbi Yechanan is not bothered by Rav Ami's diak. Now, what does Rav Ami do with the fact that he's not Baratera? I don't know.
That's,
yes. Gemara doesn't ask it, no.
I mean, that's what we're trying to put the...
The Gemara did not make that deal. That's your deal. Gemara never got involved in the word Hakoel.
Even though he's Chayav Mitzvah Kisha.
Correct. But he's not Matiris getting the Kedushin. I've heard them don't get married. They just move into a house with a shivcha. They're never married. She's not an Eishes Ish. He's not married to her. There's no marriage. There's no institution of marriage. Remember the Gemara said, Bafkeren Nichale, Pritzale, Zilale. There's no marriage.
So?
I'm sorry? Right. Frek the Gemara. Maskev Lora Blazer. Taima b'milsa delesa. You're saying that the only reason an Eved can't be a Shliach is because he's not in the parsha of getting the Kedushin. Or b'milsa that you say, things that he's obligated in, kasher. Aye, v'ayvik achavim v'akusi, the istu b'tayris truma d'nafshayu. A guy in a kusi can separate truma, d'tnan. V'ayvik achavim v'akusi shetarmu m'shalhem trumasam truma. A guy in a kusi that separate truma, it is considered a valid truma. That means they are in the parsha of giving truma. Utnan, v'ayvik achavim shetarmu sheyisrael afilu b'rishus, ain't trumasay truma. It says that a guy who takes Truma as an agent of Yisrael, it doesn't work. He's not in the parsha of agency, even though he can separate his own Truma. He is in the parsha of separating Truma. He's not in the parsha of being an agent to separate Truma. Why? Eretz is, because we learn now, my timer, Abishim Dechsiv Gam Atem, Shlichus is derived from the word Gam. Atem means you. Gam means you can make a messenger. Ma'atem Yisrael av shulchachem Yisrael. The Torah is limiting agency to Jews. And Eved Kenani is not a Jew. And for the Gemara, Amri de Beir Abyanei Lai. Ma'atem b'nei bris av shulchachem b'nei bris. The Messiah from Sinai was not to darshan that he has to be Jewish. He has to darshan that he's in the parish of having a bris. And an Eved does have a bris. So an Eved can be a shliach in anything that he's involved in, whereas a guy is excluded from shlichus because he's not a bnei bris.
He can be different.
It doesn't mean anything. It's not a bris. A guy's mila is not called a bris. I says in the Darim that if a person makes a neder that he won't have any pleasure arelim, even a guy's mohol is called an oral. It's not called a bris. Rashi.
Even if he does it for conversion?
Then he's a Jew. I'm not talking about that. He's not, as a guy, he's not a b'nei b'ris. Rashi, Abba Milsad, Yisagan, Truma. Sha'asu, the Eved, Lechol, Tevel. Eved can't eat Tevel. Im Yeshle, Tevel, Shinitin, Le'amanashen, Le'rabi, L'shusvay. What happens if somebody gave an Eved a present? This is the Machloikas. But there's a man Yemen that says you can give an Eved a present on the condition that his master has no control over it. So if the Eved's grain, Mafrish, Truma, Emanu, Truma, Sit, Truma. The Eved, Ki'isha, B'chol, Mitzvah, Sitay, Menami, the Kashal, Yishliach, Litrim. And you would say that it could be a shliach. Shatar Moshalem Trumasim Truma. Asura Luzarim. And Yisrael can't eat it. Now Rashi is bothered. Why is a guy separating Truma? His land is not chayiv in Truma. So Rashi, the Sover and King Yalev Kacham Beret Yisrael, Lavkia Mekdushas Meiser. This is going to be a sugya later on. It's a sugya elsewhere also. If a guy buys land in Eretz Yisrael, does it have the chayuvim of land in Eretz Yisrael? A guy owned land in Eretz Yisrael doesn't need Trumas or Maestras. It's the gay this year. A guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, is it Chayiv and Shemitah? Is the fruit perish Shemitah? Or when a guy buys land in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, it's not Chayiv and Shemitah. It's not Chayiv and Trumas or Maestras. So this man the Yomer holds it is Chayiv and Trumas or Maestras. Therefore, the grain of the guy is chayiv in Trumas Maestras. Now, the guy is not obligated to do it. He can eat tevel, but if he does it, it's considered effective truma. Let me try to explain. If a guy went in Cleveland and separated truma, it would be a joke and a half. If a yid went and separated truma in Cleveland, it would be a joke and a half. The grain's not chayiv in truma. You can't make truma out of something that's not chayiv in truma. You can call every grain in Ohio truma. It's meaningless. However, in Eretz Yisrael, where it's Tevel, then Truma counts. So for it to work, it has to be two things. Number one, that the Truma, the count, that the it's Tevel. And number two, the Gemara's question is, he has to be obligated in the Isser Tevel. So that's the Kasha. A guy can make his own Truma, because even though he's not in the Isser of Tevel. So why is that different than being an agent for a Jew to separate Truma? He can make his truma if he wants to. He doesn't have to, but it counts. So why can't he be an agent of a yid? Teretz says agency needs Judaism. If that's true, so an Eved shouldn't be a shliach either. The Gemara's answer is, Eved doesn't, shlichus doesn't need Judaism, shlichus needs bris. and an Eved is a Bembres. So Taisus is explaining, why is the guy separating Truma? It's not Chayiv in Truma. So Taisus, who this man the Yomer holds, that when a guy buys land in Eretz Yisrael, it still has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Hegdish, I have a Kachavim, Hegdish, because I feel him ish. The rabbis decide to come, Shinaidrim Nadarim and Adavis Kisrael. That they neither Nadarim and Adavis like Kisrael. I feel a Beshusa Shisrael Shasa Shliach, ain't Truma Sin Truma. My time ain't a Truma, why isn't a Truma? La Mishim the Shlich is the Truma, the Sif came to Rimu Gamatem. With the Shinam, the Mosin the Mikhtam Atem, Xiv Gamatem. The rabbis Shluchachem. Says Gamatem to say you can do it through an agent. Iska Shliach Lushochai. The Torah is comparing the agent to the one who sent him. High cross, the name of the Ma'atim and Yisrael, Absalom Chachem Yisrael, the Ma'ayim and Yutik and the Mutinami the Evan, Chitarmish Yisrael Beshus. Why don't we exclude an Evan? Loi, Ma'atim B'nei Bris, Mehulim, Ma'ot, Bo, Bebris Mitzvahs, and they are obligated in Jewish Mitzvahs. Absalom Chachem B'nei Bris, Ma'fukhaim Zachav, Ma'vel Evan, Bebris, Udachsim, Mechai Tevitzach. Pasik includes him in Atim the Tzavim Hayoin.
Jason still maintains that you can't do it for
a Gittin. Because he's not in the Parsha of Gittin.
But for this, you can't.
Because he is in the Parsha of Tevel. Now, as an aside, there's a Machloikas had a Paskin about a guy's land in Eretz Yisrael. Is there Kedushas? What? They're not, but they do. Fact is, the Arabs own land in Eretz Yisrael. Is the fruit of that have Kedushas Shemitah? In Yerushalayim, they paskin that it doesn't. Think machlokes. Halacha l'maisa. In Yerushalayim, they paskin it doesn't. Therefore, the Bedatza stores say, Ein chshash shvias. There's no chshash shvias because they buy it from Gaisha producers. At least, I don't know if they do it today, but that's what it used to say. Right? They buy it from Arabs. If you buy the fruit from Arabs, there's no Shemitah. And therefore, you can buy the fruit and not worry about Shemitah. Because Shemitah puts a certain thing on the fruits, the peels and the things, and all kinds of the bichailas. And in Bnei Brak, their machmer, that Gaia's land, does have Kedusha Shemitah. And therefore, people in Bnei Brak to buy fruit have to keep Kedusha Shemitah. They have to throw away the peels in a certain garbage can and wait till it rots. There's all kinds of halachas that apply. Now, you can buy Jewish-owned fruit, but you have to keep Kedusha Shemitah. It has to be eaten by a certain time. All the halachas of Shemitah that apply. But if you buy from a Goyes, it's a machloika. Some say we paskin that it doesn't have Kedusha Shemitah, and some say we paskin that it does. One of the ways that they get out, the people that are Michael, or get out of Shemitah's issues, is by only buying fruit that were grown in Arab lands. Therefore, by buying fruit that was grown by an Arab-owned land, they don't need to keep Shemitah according to many paskin. You have to trust whoever the hechsher in the store is. Cannot walk into a fruit store in Eretz Yisrael that doesn't have a hechsher anyway. Because the other 6 years, how do you know if they separated Trumas and Maestras? Now, there are people that will always separate their own Trumas and Maestras, regardless, if they don't trust anybody. But most people rely on certain hechsherim. Every store has a hechsher in Eretz Yisrael. Unlike in America, you can walk into Dave's and buy fruit. And not worry about Trumas and Maestras unless they imported it from Eretz Yisrael. Whereas there, you walk into a grocery to buy fruit, you have to know where that fruit came from. Was Trumas and Maestras separated? So, if there's a sign that says a hechsher that you rely on, that means the kashrus agency makes sure that Trumas and Maestras is taken off this fruit that's sold in the store.
You said that land owned by Arabs.
I meant Goyim. I picked Arabs. I'm not here to...
Outside of Eretz Yisrael.
No, in Eretz Yisrael. This is the Machloikas. Goyisha owned land in Eretz Yisrael. Does it have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael or not? See, you have to remember that Shemitah is Manazaz and Rabbonon, with the most basic. So therefore, it's a now Bismanazaz a rabbinic shayla as opposed to a biblical shayla. So I'm just saying why some people are matri, yes. No, in this Gemara not. You sometimes yes, in this Gemara, the Gemara is assuming a kusi is a guy.
You drop the kusi in the second.
Again, it's the same, it's one and the same. You're right, sometimes the Gemara zeroes in whether the kusim are Jews or not. This is going with the assumption that kusim are not Jews. It's not like.
What is the kusi then?
It was a nation that came. It was Megayer. When Sancherev moved out the Aseret HaShvatim, he moved in a nation called Kutim. It came from Kuta. And he moved them into Eretz Yisrael. And they served the Avodah Zarah. And they didn't become Jews. And Hashem sent an onslaught of lions. So they went and they became Jews. It's questionable whether their Geirus was sincere or not.
And what time were they Asher from Israel?
Later on.
After the time of Israel.
After the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Not really. Marriage was a problem because they didn't keep the halachas well. Even if you learn they were Jewish, it's not so clear that they were Mamzerim. Stay tuned for Kedushin, 4th Perek. After getting, when you buy your Gemara ready, you can buy your Gemara Kedushin. Well, Dr. Gemara Weinter, you have a guy go to Capitol over there in Lakewood and pick you up an arch grover. What? I can't hear you. It's the Capitol, though, isn't it? The Capitol Hotel, where they sell those for?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Trevor Treasures has the basement sometimes.
Pick up a copy of Kedushin.
I gotta write all this down.
Why should we support the...
I don't know. I'm just offering you a thing. Grand Judaica, guys. You can buy our school Grand Judaica also.
You hear that
safer
that on
the Pesach? There's a lot of
swarm
on Pesach.
No, that
I don't know who the guy is.
No, I said the person I meant.
Yeah.
He's
30
days
mug.
Doing.
Oh, they're mugging all of the guys. Yeah, but yeah. Right, there's two swarm printed in the same safer, Makar Chaim from the Deceivers and Mugging all of from Rabbi Leibson.
Why did they put it together?
I have no idea, but that's how they're printed. One side of the page is the Makar Chaim, one side of the page is Magen Olam.
No, won't be on the same page?
You have the Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, and on one side is the Makar Chaim, and on one side is the Magen Olam. It was written on Shulchan Aruch and Spesa.
This is
the wife. Baiter. I'm Rav Chia Barab, I'm Rav Yechanan. Ain ha eved nasi shliach lekabel get isha miyad bailo. Pisha ain ha bataris gittin of Kedushin. So Rabbi Chiya Barabba quoted Rabbi Yechanan, as we said before, that an eved cannot be a shliach for divorce. Now, the ava pisha sheninu, harayat shivcha of vladach ben chayri and mevaisa ubra zachsalai. Even though the halacha is, it's a machlokes, but Rabbi Shita is, that you can free a half an eved. You can free a half a shivcha. And therefore, before we get to that, even though the Mishnah says you can go to a shivcha, hand her a get shichur that says, you are my shivcha, but your baby, your uber, your fetus, goes free. And the woman can acquire the shtar shichur for her uber. Right, and this is going to be a question why that's true. If a woman can't accept, if an eved can't be a shliach to accept a get, right? So why in the world can a woman be a shliach? It's even worse. She's accepting it pashtus from her owner to be Meshachar, her Uber, and how can she act as an agent to free the Uber? At best, she's an agent of the Uber. Now, the Gemara is going to offer two different explanations, but that's what the Gemara is saying. This is an exception to the rule. We don't know why it's an exception to the rule, but this is an exception to the rule. Zakrashi, we have a bunch of Shaninu Bebraithim Sechtas Tumura, Ha'imel Shivchaser at Shivcha Bevadach Menchirim. He says to Shivcha, you're a Shivcha, but your baby goes free. It might say, Uber Zachsulay, Uber, but Kabbalah's get Zeb. It's Meshuchra. It works. Now the question is, why does it work if an Eved cannot be a Shliach? How in the world does the Uber become free? Zakti Gemara, Mayim Haisa Uber Zachsulay. Why is this true? Ki Aser Ashmur Bayhudam Rabbi Yechanan Tarti. Rabbi Yechonin said two things. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yechonin said two things, meaning two separate things. First, he said that an eved cannot be a shliach to be mekabel a get for a woman. And he also said, Nirim Devarim, she'eved mekabel get l'chaveroi miyad rabbi shechaveroi. He also said that an eved can be a shliach to accept a shichror, not from his own owner, from somebody else. So let's say Reuven owns an eved, and Shimon... It's okay, owning an eved is fine. Reuven owns an eved, and Shimon Shivcha, or Shimon's eved, is going to get freed. Shimon can go to Reuven's eved and say, be a messenger. Either Shimon can go, or the Shivcha can go, and appoint a messenger, an eved of a different owner, to be a messenger to accept her shichur. Because he is in the parsha of shichur. Since he's in the parsha of shichur, he can act as an agent for shichur. That's what Rabbi Yechonin said. But not from his own master, because your own master, you're an extension of his hand. I'm not explaining it well enough. Let me step back. Somebody wants to free their eved. They can free it by either giving it to the eved or giving it to the agent of the eved. Who can star shichur? An eved gets freed, and a master can free his eved by writing a contract of shichur, similar to a divorce, except it's not a divorce. It's a star that says, you are free.
You can give it to his eved or a shliach.
He can give it either to the person getting freed, or he can give it to the agent of the person getting freed. However, the agent cannot be the owner's eved, because the owner's eved is an extension of the owner himself. So he's not giving it away. He has to give it away. But it can be an eved of somebody else's who can be an agent to get the freedom. That means, Reuven owns an eved. He wants to free that eved. He can either give it to that eved, or he can go to Shimon's eved and say, take this star shichur for my eved.
Shimon has to be aware?
No.
Who made him a shliach?
Either the eved makes him a shliach, or Zachem Lod B'Shalai B'Fanav, we can get involved in that. I was trying to avoid it.
Here.
Again, we pass like Rabbanon, then it's a schos.
Can a Ben Chayre do that? Like, I give it to the yet to be
mekabel. That gets involved. We had a shaila. Is it a schos for an eved to go free or not? We had that in that test.
So why is now being an eved better? Why is
it not better, it's as good. He can give it to an eved to be the agent.
He's not precluded.
No.
Only the eved himself.
The eved of the owner cannot be an agent for the owner or for the, because he is an extension of the owner.
Once he would give it over back to the eved himself, would it work?
No, because he's not an agent. He can't be an agent.
Why does he?
So that was Dr. Harris's question about a half an hour ago, maybe more. Why do we need shlichus by an eved if yad eved tiyad rabbi? That's what you're asking. Why do we need shlichus? It's his hand. Doesn't need shlichus. But the Gemara says you do need shlichus. I don't know why. I said that then. I'm still not any smarter.
If you would leave it on the table, the eved would come and pick
not
it up.
Not good enough, no. No, it has to be a given. Just like that lady, you can't leave a get on the table and the woman should pick it up. Then it's chutzer. It becomes a shayla of chutzer. But terevet, it's chutzer. Right? So we went through that already. He's tied down.
Evan can't own a table.
No. Yes, he can. I'm an Ashay and a person can give an evet something on the condition that his master has no rishus. We'll continue, Mirchashim. Tomorrow we'll do this piece.